Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is Chloe Brotheridge. I am a hypnotherapist and a coach and the author of The Anxiety Solution. So welcome. Thanks so much for listening today. So I'm trying something a bit different this time. I'm going to be doing another solo episode and it's going to be short and sweet and a bit more of a bite-sized podcast, which should go nicely alongside the slightly longer ones where I am interviewing other guests. And there will be another longer interview in the podcast next week. Anyway, one of the reasons that I'm doing a slightly shorter one today is because I'm a bit short on time at the moment. I am just in the final stages of finishing writing another book. And like any big project where there's a deadline, it's always a little bit hectic and busy while I try and really just focus on getting this done. And I was reflecting on this idea that there are different seasons in our lives and times for different things and how we can't do everything all at once. We only have a certain amount of capacity, a certain amount of energy, a certain number of hours in the day. And it's nice to be able to think that we can do it all and tick all of these boxes and still be going out and having a social life and seeing family and working and all these sorts of things at the same time. But ultimately, I think sometimes something has to give. And if something is taking up more of our time and energy, then it's completely natural that other parts of your life may have to take a bit of a back seat during that time. So I was really noticing how for the past few months while I've been finishing this book, I've been saying no to a lot of things, social engagements or work opportunities or chances to speak at events. And it's almost started to feel as if the book has taken over my life and other parts of my life are starting to feel a bit out of balance. And I was almost going into beating myself up about this and berating myself that I should be able to juggle all these things at once and I should continue to say yes to things and not turn them down because I'm doing the book. I should be able to keep all of these balls in the air at one time. But because I know myself and I know that I don't want to get stressed about, you know, writing a book that is to help people to not be stressed, which just seems silly, I've had to say no to more things. And it's meant that my life has become a bit more two-dimensional. And so what I've really been trying to do is just being kind to myself and remembering that this is just a season in life, that nothing stays the same, no situation is the same. And it's okay to take the pressure off and say, I can't do everything. Sometimes I just need to focus on one priority at a time. And so just this message for you, if this resonates, that maybe you might be in a time in your life where you're having to focus more on your health or your mental health or on your work or on looking after a sick parent or on raising children. And just remembering that it's okay to go through a season and that these seasons in our lives always change and you're not going to be in that situation forever. So be as kind to yourself as possible. And in trying to accept where we are right now, we're actually freeing up more energy to change the situation if we want to. And we use up an incredible amount of energy resisting where we are. And I'm always noticing that sense of resistance to whatever's happening. If it's uncomfortable or difficult or annoying, I'll feel this internal battle going on. And it's just being aware of that resistance. And once we're aware of it, we have the ability to be able to accept it, to let it go, to acknowledge it. And resistance is a lot easier to manage when we acknowledge it, when we try to accept it rather than fighting against it. Anyway, that's just a little bit of what I've been thinking about recently. So the topic of this podcast is about a positive morning and evening practice that is really easy to incorporate, doesn't take hardly any time, doesn't cost any money. And I started doing this a few years ago. And I'll just tell you a little bit about this time in my life when I first started doing this, because it was a bit of a challenging time for me. So it was the winter of 2013, and I had just quit my day job. So I was working in the NHS as a nutritionist, and in the evening I was working as a hypnotherapist and seeing clients and building a website and doing all those sorts of things. And I finally got to the point where, you know, got enough clients to be able to quit my day job. And it was November 2013 when I stopped working for the NHS and I went full time with my hypnotherapy practice. And very soon after I quit my job, I had a problem with my website. And previously, my website had been doing really well in the Google rankings and it had been the top of Google, and I'd had no problems getting clients, and I'd always had enough clients to sustain me as a full-time job. Suddenly, Google changed its algorithm, which it does every few months, and Google then decided that my website was not a top-ranking website anymore. And literally overnight, my website went down the rankings and was suddenly on something like the third page of Google. So I found myself with only about 3 months worth of savings to sustain myself. And it was winter and I didn't have very many clients and I was running out of money fast. And there's really something about financial insecurity that gets us at our survival instincts. And for anyone who's gone through this, and probably most people can relate to this fear of running out of money or fear about your job, which really can put us into an anxious state and into a negative spiral. And I found myself in January 2014 having basically run out of money, you know, racking my brains for how I could find more clients and really not feeling motivated or inspired and finding it really difficult to get out of bed in the mornings. And it's hard enough already, isn't it, when it's dark and wet and cold and grey and we have to get out of bed at 6:30 in the morning. And I was just finding it really difficult at that time, not even having any clients to go and see anyway, but to try and work on my marketing and things. And I started doing this practice because I noticed that I was waking up with a lot of negative thoughts. And from people that I've spoken to who struggle with anxiety, morning times are really an anxious time. It's a peak time for anxiety. Mornings and Sunday night, those are the two peak times that people experience anxiety. And I was noticing that I was having a lot of negative, critical, mean thoughts first thing in the morning as I was trying to get out of bed. And so I started this practice where as soon as my alarm went off in the morning, before my brain had a chance to think about worries or concerns or what I was going to do that day or the pressure that I felt under, I just said to myself repeatedly, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would say that in my head repeatedly as I got up, as I brushed my teeth, as I got in the shower. And it's often said that gratitude is the antidote to anxiety. Because when we're in a state of gratitude, we are focusing on all the things that we have already, all the things that are good in our lives and are good about ourselves. And of course, anxiety is focusing on the negative things and things that could go wrong and things we don't like about ourselves. So my suggestion for you is, as a practice, every morning when your alarm goes off, to say to yourself, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And say it with a lot of enthusiasm. You can say it out loud or you can say it in your head. but say it like you mean it. And you can be saying thank you for the fact that you've woken up that morning. You can say thank you for the person that you've woken up next to. Thank you for the fact that you have a job to go to get up early for. But just switching your mindset from one of fear and lack and not enoughness to gratitude, appreciation, saying thank you can make the world of difference if you're somebody that wakes up with negativity or anxiety. And the second practice, this is something that I do in the evening, is to get into bed and say to my body, I love you. Now, I mentioned this, I think, in episode one about self-love and how do you actually love yourself. So have a listen to that if you want to hear more about that. But so often we are critical of our bodies. I did a recent poll on my Instagram and something like 80% of you that answered that poll had found that anxiety about their appearance had stopped them from leaving the house and stopped them from wanting to be social. And so we're so hard on ourselves and hard on our bodies and the way we talk to ourselves and the way we think about our bodies. And just a really powerful practice is just to say to yourself, I love you, I love you. Saying thank you to this animal that is your body. And thank you for all that it does for you. And so I get into bed and I give myself a bit of a hug. I'm one of these people where I have to sleep on my front. I know it's not very good for the neck and the back, but I sleep on my front and I give myself a hug as I get into bed and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I say thank you to my arms for lifting those weights earlier at the gym. I say thank you to my eyes for helping me to see the view in the park. I say thank you to my hands for being able to, I don't know, give my partner a massage. And again, it's just about sending yourself a positive message and appreciating what you have and what your body does for you. And getting into bed at night can be that trigger, that reminder point for reminding you to do this practice. And of course, waking up in the morning can be that trigger and that reminder to remind you to say thank you. So the practice is, as you get into bed at night, say I love you to your body. As you wake up in the morning, say thank you for the day ahead and for all that you're blessed with. And it's just a way of helping to infuse some positivity into your life and seeding in some positive thoughts, some positive ideas, which is always a bit harder at this time of year when the days are shorter and it's darker and wetter. Anyway, are you going to be giving this a try? Let me know. Come on over to Instagram and say hello to me. I would love, love, love to hear from you. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. And I also want to invite you to come on over to karmayou.com/free and enter your email address. And I'm going to send you some freebies. I send out freebies every now and again to my newsletter subscribers. I'll also instantly send you a free relaxation MP3, which some people say is the most calming thing that they have ever done. So definitely check it out. I'd also love to know if you like these slightly shorter episodes. Send me a message and let me know. And the final thing, quite a few people have messaged me about Skype sessions and one-to-one sessions with me. And yes, I do still see a small number of clients one-to-one for hypnotherapy, either at my Central London practice or via Skype, and Skype sessions do work very well, and I have clients all over the world that get great results for their anxiety and their confidence. So you can get in touch at karmayou.com if you want to discuss one-to-one sessions with me. Anyway, wherever you are and whatever you're up to today, I'm sending you loads of love and I'm wishing you a really happy, calm and positive week ahead. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.